This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 353 for Monday, April 21st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ice futures canola market is lower coming out of the Easter weekend. The Canadian Grain Commission reported on Thursday that 205,900 tons of canola were exported during the weekend at April 14th. So far this marketing year, 7.382 million tons have been exported compared to 4.236 million last year. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada on Thursday projected canola exports for this marketing year at 7.5 million tons. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are declining to start the week. Crude oil is down by more than $1 US per barrel on reported progress towards a deal between the United States and Iran over the latter's nuclear program. The Canadian dollar is up more than one quarter of a US cent compared to Thursday's close. The Bank of Canada did not release a closing exchange rate on Friday due to Good Friday. The July canola contract is down $2.70 per ton at $673 even. In the US, corn is showing minimal gains, while soybeans and wheat are down. The CGC reported Canadian corn exports at 121,200 tons last week. So far this marketing year, 1.749 million tons were shipped out, compared to 657,300 tons 1 year ago. AAFC projected 2.4 million tons of corn exports for the entire 2024-25 marketing year. Russia's seaborne grain exports fell 58% year-by-year in March at 2.3 million tons. The marketing year total so far is 40 million tons, down 10.5% from the year before. The July corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.91. The AAFC raised soybean exports for 2024-25 at 5.6 million tons, with the carryover bumped up by 100,000 tons at 675,000. China's soybean imports from the U.S. rose 12% in March compared to the previous year at 2.44 million tons. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimated the Argentine soybean crop at 4.9% harvested, well below the average pace of 31%. The U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association said that 194.6 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in March, down 1.9 million from March 2024. Soy oil stocks tightened to 1.498 billion pounds. The July soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.44. The CGC reported 396,700 tons of wheat exports last week, with the marketing year total at 14.711 million, down from 14.769 million 1 year ago. The AAFC raised its projected wheat exports to 26.25 million tons, with carryout bumped up to 4.3 million. French soft wheat ratings were unchanged from last week at 75% good to excellent versus 64% 1 year ago. Hard red wheat growing areas of the U.S. Southern Plains received rains over Easter weekend, while western Kansas and the Panhandle were dry. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.57. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.68. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.18. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Monday, April 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.